Last year, I was on a twin-engine plane coming from Milwaukee to New York City, and just over LaGuardia, one of the engines conked out, and we started to drop straight down, flipping over and over. Then, the other engine died, and we went completely out of control. New York City started to get taller and taller. A voice came over the intercom and said,
"Our pilot has informed us that we are about to attempt a crash landing. Please extinguish all cigarettes. Place your tray tables in their upright, locked position. Your captain says, please do not panic. Your captain says, place your head in your hands. Your captain says, put your hands on your knees. Captain says, put your hands on your head, put your hands on your knees. This is your captain. Have you lost your dog? We are going down. We are all going down together."
As it turned out, we were caught in a downdraft and rammed into a bank. It was, in short, a miracle. But afterwards, I was terrified of getting onto planes. The moment I started walking down that aisle, my eyes would clamp shut, and I would fall into a deep, impenetrable sleep. You don't want to see this. You don't want to be here. Have you lost your dog? Finally, I was able to remain conscious, but I always had to go up into one of the forward cabins and ask the stewardesses if I could sit next to them. Mind if I join you? And they were always rather irritated, and sometimes even this didn't work, and I'd have to find one of the other passengers to talk to. You can spot these people immediately. There's one on every flight. Someone who's really on your wavelength. I was on a flight from L.A. when I spotted one of them sitting across the aisle. A girl, about 14, and she had this stuffed rabbit set up on her tray table, and she kept arranging and rearranging the rabbit and kind of waving to it. "Hi. Hi there." And I decided, this is the one I want to sit next to. So I sat down and we started to talk. Suddenly I realized she was speaking an entirely different language.